Oh, how triumphant are the sounds of war. What are the weapons of war? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. What are the weapons of war? Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. This is a song that is sung by churches all over the world. And the song is sung not so much extolling war, but extolling the Christ consciousness. Now, traditionally, people seem to remember the cross. Well, today is Christmas Eve, and we're remembering today the birth of the Christ child. We're remembering today the teachings of the Christ in all beings, in all men, in all circumstances. We're remembering that today. Now, what are the weapons of war? Well, what has that got to do with the birth of Jesus? Well, what it has to do with the birth of Jesus is that we all go around this world judging. We all go around this world looking at what's going on and saying whether it's good or bad. And as we do this, we are making war with our neighbor and with everything. To the pure, all is pure. This is a statement that we make. To the pure, all is pure. If you have pure eyes, you can only see purity about you. If you have eyes that are filled with love, oh my, you can only see loving things. If you have eyes that are filled with joy, you only see joy. If you have eyes that are filled with peace, you only see peace. If you have eyes that are only filled with brotherhood, you only see brotherly relationships. If you have eyes that are only filled, and this is a difficult term, if you have eyes that are only filled with forgetfulness, then you live in the now with no past. You live in the now without comparisons. You live in the now, and living in the now, you live in a world of peace and harmony and goodness. Weapons of war. If weapons of war were thoughts of love, then we would abolish all anger and all anxiety and all tension and all unhappiness. And the only thing that would remain would be peace and joy and goodness. If we would forget the past and live in the present. If two nations that were having unhappiness with each other were to get together and say, all right, what can we do to solve this dilemma we have? And concentrating on the dilemma isn't going to help it, but what are we going to do to solve it? Okay, let's work harmoniously together to accomplish this. I'll do this, and you say you'll do that. Well, now that's wonderful. Let's do that, and let's have peace on earth. Let's have joy in our relationship between our two nations. Doing this, great and wonderful things happen. Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, ages ago, he said, walk softly and carry a big stick. Now, what he meant by that was that be gentle, be loving, but stand by principle. Your big stick is that you enforce what you believe. Now, what I believe is I will only think thoughts of love. I will only think thoughts of joy. I will only think thoughts of nowness. I will only think thoughts of being myself and having fun, and every other nation being themselves and having fun. And you say, my goodness sakes, that is a little bit out of line. That's contrary to how the world acts and thinks. No, the world really acts and thinks that way. It's just that a few aggressive people sometimes forget it. How are most of the nations in the world getting along? Just fine. How are most of the nations in the world cooperating with one another? Just fine. Look at all of the nations in the world, and they're numbered by the thousands. And look at them, and think of yourself, how many are in conflict with their neighbor? Not very many. Only a few who have forgotten to live in the now. Only a few who feel that what their neighbor has belongs to them. Only a few who live in a world of isolation, of separateness from their brother. When we live in a world of oneness, in a world of joy, it's not contrary isolationist where we go and we battle for things, and we help other nations fight their battles. What we do is we see all the world at peace, and we care about the world. And you see, that's where isolationist loses its threat. We care about the rest of the world. We care about all everyone being themselves and having fun. If we were to look at every nation and say, be yourself and have fun, what would we expect to hear from them? They'd say, well, that's what we're trying to do. And old Joe over here, he's trying to keep us from being ourselves and having fun. Well, why are you dealing with Joe? Why don't you deal with somebody else? Well, because Joe is trying to make inroads on... Well, don't pay any attention to him, ignore him, and you just watch the big bully will go away. No, he won't. Oh, yes, he will. It's done to you according to your belief. It's done to you according to your thought and your mind. This is what the Christ taught to each one of us, the Christ child. This is what Jesus in his messages and his ministry taught to each one of us. Love your neighbor like yourself. He says, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. He said, it's done unto you according to your belief. Oh, so simple statement, so beautiful, so significant, but always being yourself and having fun. Unless you love yourself, you don't know how to love your neighbor. Unless you're being yourself, you don't know how to be one with your neighbor. And unless we put these weapons of war, and the weapons are love, the weapons are peace, the weapons are caring, the weapons are brotherhood, the weapons are forgetting. Yes, forgetting. We say, forget it, it's not worth worrying about. Forget it, it's not worth upsetting yourself. Well, why? How lovely it would be if we could say that in many areas of our life, all areas of our life. Forget it, it's not that important. Forget it. Just love. Just care. Share. This Christmas Eve, let each one of us set our hearts aflame with the caring and the sharing and the loving that we are. For that really is all that matters, and it really is all that ever should matter. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. Think about these things. The weapons of war are peace, love, brotherhood, and forgetting. I love you eternally.